By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Shall we everywhere lift up our two hands to heaven and bless the name of the Lord? He's worthy. Lift up your voice to Him and bless His holy name. 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 Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and bless His holy name. Lift up your voice and bless His holy name. Bando Boshana Mandesh. Shimana Mankongrene Gabondo Bongo Bayet. Sima Mama Nelabo Shedaba Kumbrediando Stereman. Tiramanko Radiato Radia Mashika Veda Dombodo. Sirababa Badabora Pori and Adabayadoso. Surround us, Lord, tonight. Surround us, Lord, tonight. Let your presence fill this place. Surround us, Lord, tonight. Let your presence fill this place. Surround us, Lord, tonight. Let your presence fill this place. Surround us, Lord, tonight. Let your presence fill this place. Shit about to ready the book of Friday.
We're
every answered prayer.
Yes, I pray.
For always being there. The trials we may have to face, when we'll be leaning on your grace. You have always been right beside us, leading us all along the way. Because of you, everybody, here we are lifting our hands.
Here we are
lifting our hands to you.
Lifting our hands to you.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Giving you thanks for all you do. Persuaded of your presence that is always available with us. Thank you, because it is unto you we've gathered. It is unto you we've come to honor. Thank you for always being there. Even this season of your fullness, you are always there already. Thank you, because this presence will be the signature all through this season. Thank you, because no fellowship will be void of your presence. Thank you, because no individual will be void of your presence. Thank you, because every family represented in Ecclesia will carry your presence all through this season. Thank you, Father, because this season we shall see you in ways and dimensions we have never seen you before. Thank you, Father, because this season shall be the greatest season in the existence of this movement. Thank you, Father. We love you and we honor you forever. Lift up those two hands and just wave it to the Lord of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you for the privilege of fellowship. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you've said ahead and what you've shown ahead. Thank you so much for everything that will happen this season. Thank you for the dimensions you will bring your church into. We honor you, Jesus. We love you. Somebody say, I love you, Lord. Oh, the God that can never leave you in the middle of any situation. Someone say, I love you, Lord. The God that has finished the fullness of this season in every flow dimension. Someone say, I love you, Lord. The God that is said to do beyond your imagination all through this season. Somebody shout it again, I love you, Lord. If you therefore love the Lord, go ahead and show it right now tonight. Show it, show your love to Him. Show your love to Him. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. We bless your name forevermore. In Jesus' name. Hold the hand of that neighbor next to you and tell that neighbor, you are welcome to FFF Fullness Flow Fellowship. It's bound to be the best time for you. I congratulate you ahead and I celebrate God for your life. Go ahead and honor that person right now. You're honored. 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 Thank you, Father. Amen. If you can, give Jesus your big hand of praise, somebody. And please, you may be seated. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, perverse and joy of heaven. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, perverse and joy of heaven. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, perverse and joy. Place your two hands on your tummy tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree by the authority of heaven bestowed on me that this Thursday fellowship tonight would deposit in you heaven. A dimension of God and a dimension of God's fellowship that is required for your existence in this season shall be deposited in you. And whatever does not reflect heaven right now is checking out in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout the loudest, Amen. I welcome you tonight in the name of the Lord as we begin a new time with God in this place. Yesterday, God was communicating to me four dimensions of fellowship. And I want you to take note of them. This season is a season of a strange walk with God.
I want you to be very, very alert in your spirit. Be very, very hungry for many things with God. Be very, very desirous of the best of Him. This season is bound to make indelible marks in your walk with God forever. That amen can be stronger than that. God began to speak to me four dimensions of fellowship. I'm just going to talk about two things today. And this is the first one. And then I talk about the following. And then we just, the second one. And then we just see how it takes us in this fellowship. There are four dimensions of fellowship. Number one is fellowship with the Lord. He said there's fellowship with Him. He said there's fellowship with one another. He said there's fellowship with self. And there's fellowship with the saints of old. He said these are four in one for us every time we gather, every Thursday in this place. For we have four fellowship experience according to Him. With Him, with one another, with self. And then with the saints of the old. And it was awesome. Awesome, awesome, fearful experience with the saints of the old, such as they've never experienced before when he began to communicate that. Now, he said, number one, he said, this place remains my abode forever. That is when it's got to do with fellowship with him. He said, this place remains my abode forever. You will always meet me and see me here always. Someone say amen. Amen. Now, hear me, in this new season, I will not spend much time in explaining things. I will just communicate God's word to you. And then you begin to settle with God's word. Because enough of being spoon-fed. You must grow in God's word. I say it again. Number one, he said, this is my place. So that is when it's got to do with fellowship with him. He said, this is my place. He said, this remains my abode forever. He said, you will always meet me and see me here always. I, the Lord, will show up every time you all gather. And he gave Psalm 133. And every time we gather, there is a flow. There is a flow. The flow of his presence. Psalm 133 from verse 1 to 3. Number 2. He said, this will be my order for anyone I'll make in this season. And that, what is that? That is fellowship with one another. He said, this will be my order. That is, this will be my dimension, my instruction for anyone I'll make in this season to fellowship with one another. It is my instruction which must be followed. So understand, every time we gather to fellowship together, God is saying it's for your making. Someone say amen to that. And that is very important for us. He says for our making. Meaning every time we are gathered together, there's something he's working on in your life. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. He said, not forsaking the assembling and the exalting of each other, coming together, fellowshipping together. The passion of that scripture said, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the passion of that scripture said, this is not the time to pull away. Hebrews 10, 25, passion. He said, this is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together as some have formed the habit of doing, because we need each other. Someone said, we need each other. Jab that neighbor, tell that neighbor, neighbor, I need you. He said, in fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate that day dawning. Number 3, and as fellowship with self, he said, anytime anyone is broken and down, seeking for my strength. I repeat again. He said, anytime anyone is broken and down, seeking for my strength, tell him to come and I'll mend him up. Someone say amen to that. I'll mend him up. Broken, spirit, soul, body, emotionally, physically, otherwise broken, battered. He said, come. I'll bring you into your fellowship with yourself. He said, I'll mend him up again, giving him strength and grace to carry on. My God. My God. My God. So there'll be so much in the presence of God in this season. Strength and grace to carry on. Strength and grace. You know what that means, beloved? It means anytime before even the service starts, walk into this place and strength is imputed afresh. Are you with me, somebody? Walk into this place, refreshing is happening. Walk into this place, God is mending. God is repairing. God is restoring, revitalizing, re-energizing everything that has gone down in the name of Jesus. So watch out. Any time, any day, any given moment, healing will be taking place without anyone praying for you. Someone say amen to that. If that amen can be stronger, even ahead of you, it's going to speak. Understand what I'm saying? This is the first FFF together. In the next 20th one, 34th one, the day you need help, God will be waiting for you already. Maybe you didn't understand what I'm saying. Hear me. You get to a point whereby nowhere will source of strength and help come. Zion will become your place of strength. Without anybody lifting up a prayer, without anybody raising a praise, without a word, just appearance in Zion, there is so much disappearance of anything that is not of God. If that amen can be stronger, the remaining 51 fellowship is answering for you. These are not my words, these are the words of the Lord. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and verse 29. He said, hey, message, are you tired, worn out, burn out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Someone say amen. Amen. You know, friends, let me tell you something. This is the season whereby you must allow the word of God to function in you. Allow the word of God to function in you. Allow the word of God to function in you, because that will make the whole difference. Allow the word of God to function in you. You don't know what the season entails. He knows all that the season entails. So he begins to come with instructions that will guide you into your distinction. So you must pay attention to them. They come to me, get away with me, and you recover your life. Someone say amen to that. Lift up your right hand and say amen to that. The same God that did not see that the devil prevailed over you last season, that same God will ensure that this season you have a walkover. Someone came to the office yesterday and said, a test was to be done, and a lot of money had been spent. And I said to him earlier, I said, there's nothing in the test. So he came with the test and I checked. He said, they said there was nothing. And this case was obvious death. Obvious death. So the question was, what if he had died? It would have been obvious. It was not that affliction. I mean, how can you explain? After series of whatever, series of everything obvious to show that there's probably hemorrhage, that is a particular organ in the person's body that has been broken, and blood is literally leaking off somewhere. And after so much, the Holy Ghost said, no, it was an attack. Far December, and now it's surfacing in September, October. That devil is a bastard. I speak ahead, the remaining 51 or as many FFF we are going to have together, I decree in the name of Jesus, the life of God is imparted into your spirit, and that life, hear me, that life will sustain you all through this season. In your past, there is life, there shall be no death. I say it again with the authority of Jesus. In your path there shall be life, there shall be no death. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, get away with me and you recover your life, and I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and walk with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Friends, fellowshipping with God is the sweetest thing you can experience. Fellowshipping with God is the most beautiful thing you can experience. I'm not just talking about coming to church. Are you with me, somebody? There's a dimension with God. There is an experience with God that you are brought into. You know, the reason why you are struggling with God is because you have not seen a dimension with God whereby you will always want to run back to God. The reason why you keep going to that eatery, sir, it's not because they wrote your name there. Why do you keep going to the eatery? It's because there is something good that they can offer. The reason why you keep going back to God, the reason why you are tired, the reason why you are giving up, the reason why you are looking for someone to encourage you every time, is because you have not experienced a dimension with God. But you know that, man, there's no other way out. Let everybody disappear. I stay here, man. Because you know there's something about God. Hear me, sir. Understand the season. It's called the season of His fullness. His fullness. His fullness. Meaning every one of us, we walk in that completeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. I decree in the name of Jesus, even that journey tonight is endorsed and you will never go low again. I speak by the authority of Christ who sent me. All through this season, your spiritual height of energy will never be corrupted. It's a season of His fullness. Hear me? For the past few days, I stand before you to tell you, I've never, ever been spoken to by God like this. In direct terms. With heaviness, sometimes I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up. Someone say, don't say, Because when you experience what I experience, you will want to be there. I don't want to wake up. It is more of, oh God, just, if you can remove everything and fix afresh, it will be good. To the point that I don't want to see anybody I've seen before. There's a dimension in God. There's a dimension in God. He could have brought us into this journey and left us all the way out of it. You know, he said to me, he said, the foundation, 3 years, he said, can't be compared to what I've started with you right now. But you must follow every instruction. It's going to be filled with instruction. Filled with instruction. And I saw some strange spirit of just men made perfect. Oh my God. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus Christ, this season of His fullness will mark the best walk with God for you. I ask Him that this season of His fullness, you will know God so much that you will be able to love God for the rest of your days. Nothing will be strong enough to corrupt your spirit again. Friends, this season is said to be the best for us. It's said to be glorious. It's said to be great. It's said to be awesome. I can only charge you. I can only charge you to stay strong in God. That's all I can do. I can only charge you to stay strong in God. Let me read the portion of that scripture. It said, are you weary? Carrying a heavy burden? Don't forget this number 3 talks about fellowship with yourself. Understand the dimension. God said He has brought us into 4 dimensions of fellowship. Fellowship with Him. Fellowship with one another. Fellowship with self. Someone say, I'm not weary again. Someone say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He said, then come to me, I'll refresh your life. Someone say, amen. From your oasis. Whoa. Whoa. Did you hear that? I'm your oasis. You know what that means? You will never run dry of water. I'm not speaking ordinary words. I'm speaking words into your life. It's called fullness. It's called fullness. You will never run dry of water. In the name of Jesus Christ. I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways and you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. You'll find refreshment and rest in me. Speaking from somebody in the name of Jesus. Rato kosti kabayesh kabayesto. Zipratam reketananama. Surabaya shaparata. Sokrede pretetetete. Till my rapture soul shall find rest beyond the river. In the cross. In the cross be my glory ever till my rapture soul shall find rest. Every agitation in the lives of men, I command them over now. Number four, and that talks about fellowship with the saints of old, the spirit of just men made perfect. He said, this is my dwelling place forever, for I'll always be seen here. He said, this is the theater room of my end time saints. As they come, I strengthen them with those that have gone ahead of them in this journey. You know what the Lord was opening me up to today? He said, everyone, ecclesia, is actually on a path of men and women who have gone ahead. And the good news I saw was that those that went ahead of them succeeded. So it was like a baton exchange, a relay race. For some of you were 2, some of you were 4, some of you were 13. So you are the 14th. Glory to God. You will not fail. In the name of Jesus Christ. So as they come, so every time we come, so I strengthen them with those that have gone ahead of them in the journey so they won't fail. Someone say amen to that. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 23 said, hey, we've come. His English said, all God's people who are like his first and foremost important sons meet here. Someone say, I'm among them. God has written their names here in heaven. Because they belong here. So I say, I'm part of that company. You are not saying with strength, I'm part of that company. You have come to where God is. He will decide what is fair for all people. You have come to where where people's spirits are. These are the spirits of all those people that God has made right. God has made those people be as he wants them to be. Now understand then. They are God's people. They were made right by God. They are people that God made to be who he wants them to be. And you have come in fellowship with them. God said you will be always coming in fellowship with them. Meaning if he made them who he wanted them to be, you will be made who you are. You have been ordained to be. Someone say amen. Meaning every time we gather here, there is a making for you. Are you with me, somebody? Somebody jump on your feet. Someone say, I'm made tonight already. Are you with me, somebody? There is a making for you. There's a making for you. There's a preparation that God is working in your favor. Lift up your right hand and speak in tongues over that particular one right now. There's a making for me. There's what God is working out, is preparing ahead of me. My life is finding some evolution. My life is experiencing so much in God. There's a making for me. There's an improvement. Tonight, something has been added. Tonight, something has been imputed into my spirit. There's a making for me. There's a making for me. There's a making for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. So, hear me. Four dimensions of fellowship. Number one, fellowship with God. Number two, fellowship with one another. Number three, fellowship with yourself. And number four, fellowship with the saints of old. So I cannot be defeated. Unbeatable. Are you with me, somebody? I cannot be defeated. Unbeatable. Unmatchable. Incomparable. Hear me, sir. In a short time, you become the envy of the world. These are words of life I speak over you. Because he gave me, he showed me, imparted into my tongue to speak life words over people. I therefore decree, enter into this flow now! In a short time, by the Spirit of Christ, I call on those men that have gone ahead of you in particular, in a short time, in the speed of time, I call on those people that are part of your path of destiny as the baton is being exchanged and the next person is being prepared and the obstacle they overcame, you overcome, and the hurdles they overcame, you overcome, and the strength they enjoy, you enjoy. I decree that in the name of Jesus, your life will become that envy to celebrate. It's called, hear me, sir. It's called fullness flow fellowship. Fullness flow fellowship. Sit down. Let me show you. Why do we come together? Why did God say we come together? You know, sir, understand. I need you to understand. If we gather on Tuesday and Friday in this season, God will not do what he wants to do. Why is God saying we should do this once a week? Now, hear this. He said, write it down, please. Remember, he said, KKK, Koinonia, knowledge and kingdom. He said, we come to church as a fulfillment of the requirement of our fellowship with one another. We come to church as a fulfillment of the requirement of our fellowship with one another in the presence of the Lord. To be taught the word. We come to church as a fulfillment of the requirement of our fellowship. The word fellowship is the word koinonia. It's a participation. It's a communion. So something has happened tonight already. Someone shout amen to that. Did you hear what I said? We've just spent 1 hour, 8 minutes. But something had happened. Lift up your right hand because it had happened, my friend. Something, hear me, sir. Something had happened already. It is not for fun. Change your mindset. This is not church as usual. This is not fellowship as usual. He said again, we come to church as a fulfillment of the requirement of the koinonia with one another in the presence of the Lord to be taught the word. And that is knowledge as a second step. To be taught the word and participate together in the ministry of the Holy Spirit for the gospel in Christ Jesus. I take it again. And participate together. That's the koinonia. Kabo shikada mande stida mada. In the ministry of the Spirit. For the gospel in Christ Jesus. So soka varidi hasile boku shikaba sura hasi mun kandili di bahasa surati kabaki roto studiande de bosti kaba. He said, I've just taken off every filthy spirit from them. Ema shikaba de rabada. He said, I've just taken off every filthy spirit, every filthiness of the spirit. If someone has came in here with any filthiness of the spirit, this is time to speak in tongues loud. Speak in tongues loud because you are not ashamed. You need a fresh spirit. You need a fresh spirit. He said, I just taken away the filthiness of the spirit. It's koinonia. It's koinonia. It's a participation. He said, I have done it. So just respond. Respond. I need the freshness of my spirit. I need the freshness of my spirit as I experience his fullness. I need the freshness of my spirit as I express his fullness. I need the freshness of my spirit as I express his fullness. No more stillness. No more stillness. I want freshness. Randa na basa. Ilanda la basira mondo. Simaye. Raga miyeskira mondo. Atanda piya silomose. Irade. Irade. Ibreke sombarate miyaste. The spirit of last season cannot strengthen me for this season. It's freshness. I need a fullness. I need a fullness. I release myself for something different. I release myself for something new. I release myself for something beginning. Sirabaya shakabayasa. Hey! Sweet flow, sweet flow. Shiramandalabutaya. Thank you, Father. Listen, 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 listen. How many of you, after WAP, had some slight challenge on your health? Let me see your hand. Sit down, sit down. How many of you, after WAP, had some slight challenge on your health? Stand up. Don't be ashamed. Stand up. Have some slight challenge on your health. Do you know what happened to you? I won't tell you. I won't tell you. But understand what had happened to you, Victor, is this. I won't tell the fullness because he sent me. What had happened to you is this. The whole stuff had just gone. You called it fever. Hey, prof, you don't understand. I was there with you. You didn't know. You called it fever. You called it malaria. And you took the drug. It actually worked, but it's not true. They said it's rest. They said it was stress. And you took the drug. It actually worked, but it's not true. Theo, it was a setup by God. If Holy Spirit reminds me on Sunday, more people would assert. Oh, you think, okay, so you thought through what God distributed sickness? No, no. So if you have not experienced it, tell God to give you your own fast. It shows that you are not set. Believe me, I don't know how to lie to you. He told me. This one is sick, this one is sick, this one is sick. It's not a prayer. He said, hey, I'm working on them. Because it's a new season. So a new life. Come on, share. Speak in tongues, somebody. It's a new season. So it's a new life. It's a new life. That's why I brought them into FFF. Fullness flow. Fullness flow. Fullness flow. The old tank must go off. It's a fullness. It's a fullness. I'm bringing them into freshness. Come bring about Kasha. In there was still about Prindosto. Radir Manko. Prigibi Kibi Amandombi Lindos. Zibrindi Kibi Ishka. Ribindosto, ribina mandile pinosto. Is a fullness. Is a fullness. Is a fullness. Is a fullness. Gebrinosto rigabaye. Rise your feet, somebody. Ibrete prikabadi kesiros.
Radito riba. Shibroturi geteraba. Isha. Enandula combri. Pringalom riga amrido stilanga. Shikerete paratangata. The old is gone. The new has come. 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 Shimana male feribidisto. Jikepridia makom rigera makanaba. Sunga baye kasanaba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is that again? So fill up. Just keep standing. Hold your note. Fill that up. I say again, why do we come together to fellowship, to church? He said we come to church as a fulfillment of the requirement of our fellowship. And you see, friends, when you know the reason for a thing, then you just stay on it. You stay on it. Why struggle? Why define what God has defined? Why go against God's bidding? You know why people instead of carrying the blessing from God's presence, they carry more problems? Because they do it on their terms. Fellowship is completely under God's direction and description. Not understand, not what to feel. The Bible talked about the apostles, how that when they gather, they return back refreshed. How that when they gather, something always is added to them. And then you come to gossip, and then you come to look for friends. No, that is not the reason for fellowship. That's not the reason why God told us to gather. Are you with me, somebody? He said we come to church as a fulfillment of the requirement of our fellowship with one another in the presence of the Lord, to be taught the word. My God, that is awesome for me. To be taught the word and to participate together in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is his definition for me. It's not I'm looking for what to say. He says this is definition. Do you understand? To participate together in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. As we speak in tongues, as we worship, do you understand? As we fellowship together, as we confess God's word together, to participate together in the ministry of the Holy Spirit for the gospel in Christ Jesus. So you could see the flow, koinonia, knowledge, kingdom. So as we come together in fellowship, we grow in the knowledge of God so as to build and establish God's kingdom here on earth through us. This is God's will, and this can only be executed by the Holy Spirit. It's a three-dimensional. It's a 3D, beloved. Lift up your two hands and just bless God. Bless God tonight. Bless God tonight. I've not come for fun. I came for fellowship. I came for fellowship by the power of the Spirit. I came for fellowship by the power of the Spirit. Sika proto stide manke pridiske. Rade prondo pregere mashida valene ne manda. Seta tata bayakaba. Sida bayeke prondo so. Lift up your voice and bless God.
Oh, Baba, we are in your presence. Lord, we feel your rain. Oh, your rain is falling on us. We are in your presence. Amada, we feel your rain. Oh, Yahweh, Lord, it's falling on us. Open the floodgates, hey, in abundance, and cause your rain to fall on us. Open the floodgates. Messiah. Hey, you are Messiah. Hey, you are Messiah.
I have entered
the Holy of Holies, through my Jesus, my Mediator, through my Jesus, through His love, I have entered.
I have entered the Holy of Holies.
I have entered.
Of your faith, I have come for my making. This place has become my place of making. This place has become my place. For indeed, the coming together of my destiny to evolve, the coming together of my destiny to begin to answer, the coming together of my destiny to begin to speak. This place has been set apart by God for my making. I come, I belong here. I come, I belong here. I cannot be uprooted. Make this your confession. I cannot be uprooted for such a time as this. God has separated me. God has endorsed me. For such a time as this, God has prepared me for my generation. I am alive and awakened to what God is said to do. This is confession time. It's a special time every Friday, every FFM time, every fellowship time. Make a confession. I am come into God's fullness. Therefore, no more half measure, no more half measure, no more abandonment. In my life, He who has begun a good work in me is sure to bring to pass. He who has begun a good work in me is sure to fulfill. This is my time. This is my moment. This is my season. This is my hour. The word of God is bound to make me. The word of God is bound to walk on me and produce in me everything that it carries. The word of God is bound to help me enter that which God has said, that which God has spoken of, that which God has indeed endorsed over my life. I shall produce after the efficacy and the authority of the word of God. I shall produce after my root. The word is my root. I gain root. I gain more root. I gain more root. Therefore, I produce by the word of God. I gain more root. Therefore, I answer according to the word of God. This is my season of his fullness. I'm persuaded of greater things that be spoken concerning me before the foundation of the earth. My life has been set on a course that can never be corrupted again. My life has been set on a course that can never be stopped again. I am bound to experience and enjoy what God has prepared for me. It's a flow. Somebody declare it's a flow. Somebody declare it's a flow. It's a flow. It's a flow. It's a flow in all dimensions. In the name of Jesus, it's a flow. I flow spiritually. I flow mentally. I flow intelligently. I flow in everything. I flow financially. I flow emotionally. I flow in every dimension of my life. In my career. In my profession. In my academics. I flow. In my health. There is a flow. In the name of Jesus. Nothing goes down. It's a flow. Upward and ever. Ever increasing, ever advancing. It's a flow. This is the word of the Lord. It's a flow. I belong to a family that is set for his fullness. I shall enjoy such fullness. I am not a bastard. I'm a family member of this ecclesial movement that is set by God to enjoy his fullness. I enter my fullness. Somebody declare that right now. I enter my fullness. I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter. Speak it loud. Speak it loud. Speak it loud, brother. Speak it loud, sister. I enter my fullness. I enter it. It's an entry. Hey! I belong. I have come. I enter. I have entered my fullness. I'm not at the door any longer. I'm not at the door. 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 I enter the fullness into the holies of holies. Everything belongs there. I enter. It's my covenant. It's my covenant which cannot be broken. This is a set deal. This is sealed and ratified by the blood of Jesus. I am a partaker of everything that God has said. This is the life I've been brought into. It's a flow. This is the life God has separated me for. It's a flow. This is the least I will ever be all through this season. Make that confession now. Loud, loud, loud. It's confession time. Every FFF, there will be a confession time. Use your mouth and declare God's word. This is the least I will ever be. The least I will ever be. The least I will ever be. Somebody be aggressive about this. It's a level playing field. The journey has begun. This is the force. Fullness Flow Fellowship is empty. Fill it up. Fill in the gap. This is the journey I have entered into. The least I will ever be. By the word of the Lord, I have come in fellowship
with him. I have come in fellowship with the saints. I've come in fellowship with myself. I've come in fellowship with the spirit of judgment made perfect. They made it, I make it. Abba. They did well, I do well. They climb walls, I climb walls. They overcame, I have overcome. They leap, I leap. They jump, I jump. They swore, I swore. They succeeded, I succeed. I am bound to succeed. This is the word of the Lord. This is the life I'm being brought into. In the name of Jesus, I flow. I flow. I flow. I flow. Lift up your right hand the way you ought to do it. And declare, I flow. I flow. I flow. In dimensions untold. I flow. I flow. Nothing stops me. All through this season, nothing stops me. There is a flow where the thought that held me bound, but I've just escaped. I've escaped. I flow. I flow. Where they thought I will be restricted. No, my brother. No, my sister. I've just flowed. The devil that could not stop me from entering the season of his fullness cannot stop my flow. It is the season of his fullness. My time for flow. I flow. I flow. I flow. I flow. I flow. I flow. Is a flow. Is a flow, is a flow, I flow, is a flow, I flow, is a flow, yes, I flow, in the name of Jesus. This is God's word for me. I agree with God's word. I flow, I flow. Somebody shall flow. Now hear this, hear this. Jesus said, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, you shall ask anything and it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. John 15 verse 7. You abide in me and ensure that my word abide in you. If you get to that point, you will ask. Now, hear me, sir. Hear me. Hear me. You see, most of the time, we don't know the efficacy and the gravity of some word of God. That's why it's not answering for us. Jesus said, if you abide. The word abide, the Greek word is meno. It means to stay without changing, without altering. It means to carry on through. If you carry on through with the statement flow and is a word, the things that he begins to bring, abide in you. If you abide in me and my words, the one, not your own words, my words, the word that I have for you, abide in you. He said, you will ask for anything. Ask for anything. Oh my God. The one ask is atheo. Atheo is not talking about begging or soliciting or supplicating. It means to come forth. It means to come up. If you abide in me, which you are, you are my son, you are my daughter. And my word, the word I said, flow. Hey, and anything that I said in this season about my word stays consistent. You are not going to alter it. That by last week of October, your ginger has died. He said, hey, if it stays consistent, meno, abide, consistency in the same plane. He said, hey, you assume, you will call it forth. He said, and it shall be done. It shall be done. The word done is genomai. The word genomai means to bring into existence. It means to make it our history. It means to bring it into being. So understand, the King James has failed in this. It shall be done. Not that God is saying it's the one that will do it. Hey, if you agree with my word, stay consistent with what I have said, you will call for things and I will create it for you.
One of the things I will teach you next fellowship is how to create your flow in a season of fullness. Consistent. I flow. It doesn't matter. I flow. Are you with me, somebody? No matter what is. You see, many of you were joking. Now, let me tell you. I show you two scriptures about flow. And you hold it. I won't let you sit down because we're going to close now. And you hold it tight. Huh? Go. Sounds like flow. You know, can you see the end of this season? Can you see it? What do you see? Can you see it? Do you know mine? Say, hey, you have stayed on it and you call it forth. Do you understand? So all I'm interested in is his word for every time. Is his word. So I stay meno on that word. Then I ask you, I call it forth. Hey, I call it out. I call it up. I bring it into existence, you know mine. It goes to make it into creation. Are you with me, somebody? Because understand, hey, the word of God is your creative force. Everything was made by the word. And you are given that privilege to come into a koinonia. It's a participation. You come into a participation. So you speak the same thing by the force of creation into being. In the name of Jesus. I didn't bring myself into this. He brought me into his fullness. He has it in his agenda. And there is a flow. There are flowsies. Hey. Flowsies. 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 There are flowsies that are available for me in this season. So I flow. The first FFF, Fullness Flow Fellowship, I flow. There's something that is awaiting me, that is available for the next 7 days. I enter into that fullness flow. Are you with me, somebody? Do you know mine? I bring it into a creation. It's available. For we understand that all things were made by the word of God. And there was nothing made without the word of God. I create my own world by the word of God. They say it's not working for others. Shut up, flow, man. It's working. It is what God has said. So it is what God has said that I stand by. Joel chapter 3. These are the two scriptures I'm just going to give you on flow. I didn't look for it. He gave me. Please understand. I didn't look for it. Please understand. I didn't look for it. It's not a looking for mess scripture to back up what God is saying. Flow, flow. It's not about, there's a slang. Flow is not a slang. Though it's slang. But it's not a slang. It is his word for us. Flow, flow, flow. That's our code. Hey! I was telling the workforce. He brought me to some bad things. Nowadays, when things are very, very good, you call it bad. Oh, bad, man. Oh, bad. Oh, bad. Oh, bad. Oh, bad. Oh, bad. He brought me to some bad things. He called them secret codes, numbers and signatures. I have to be writing them. I say, show me again. I will write them. I'll try to graft them. It's ungraftable. And begin to say, this is this. It is dangerous for human ears to hear. So you better understand. Someone say, flow! That is, hear me, sir. That is your stamp in the season of his fullness. It's a flow. Are you with me, sir? That is your stamp in the season of his fullness. Everything is closed up. Everything is not working. They turn everybody back. They said it won't happen for others. No, say, flow! The question will now be, who is talking? Hey, he's talking there. I'm a partaker of the season of his fullness. So I must flow. Flow. This thing must answer. So doors that were everlasting doors that have been closed, you get to the door, and all you need to do is not to pray. You don't pray at that point. All you need to do is to flow. And at that point, because the word abides in you, meno, it's already there. Are you with me, somebody? You know, sir. So it's not, hear me. The word flow will not answer because you just want to shout flow. It's because the word, there is a dimension of the word. I'm going to come, remember the month of October? What time is it? It's time to be instructed. I'm going to come. God said, 1, 2, 3, 4. Instruction 1, instruction 2, next Sunday. And then you apply yourself to it. Then in the day of confrontation, in the day of adversity, hey, what do? Flow. It speaks for you. See, you better get that John 15:7. If my word abide in you, and you abide in me, you shall ask you, call forth anything. Call forth, bring it out. And I will do no man. It shall be done. It will be created. God didn't say he's the one that will answer you. No, I will create it because of what you have said. You will use your words to create it. So when it's not looking like what you want to see, what do you keep saying? You keep speaking. Meno, 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 meno. My word, his word must abide in me. Consistency, consistency, consistency. So no matter with the pressure, flow is it. Are you with me, somebody? I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority of heaven, this season you will flow. Yes. By the power of heaven, this season you will flow. Yes. Because the word flow is all encapsulating. I therefore decree that in the dimension that is required for your existence and for your supernatural fulfillment, I command the flow answers now! First scripture. John chapter 3 verse 18, NLT. My God, that Monday night was crazy. It was a crazy night. It was a bad night. How many of us were in the Monday night? Amen. The last day of WAP. How many of us were there? Glory to God. Something strange. Now. This was the scripture. In that day, NLT. Are you ready to flow? Flow strong, loud. Read as if that's happened. And it has happened actually. Read. 1, 2. Go! The mountains will drip with sweet wine. And the hills will flow with milk. Water will fill the stream beds of Judah. And a fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple. Watch you in the arid valley. Someone say, everything will flow. Everything will flow. Jeremiah 31 verse 12. When it's time, we'll look at all the scriptures with time. We're going to close at exactly 8, whether we like it or not. Jeremiah 31 and verse 12. Jeremiah 31 and verse number 12. Are you ready, somebody? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Go. 1, 2, go. Read. Therefore, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as what? And they shall come. Speak in tongues. How about this? Lift up your right hand and speak in tongues. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rabaye kandala tondo toso. In the name of Jesus. Rabeke setala baye. In the name of Jesus. Rade parete mandakaya. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Let's visit it, everyone, right now.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.